Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
LA Unified Schools remain shut this morning as support workers strike for a second day. The damaging atmospheric river flowing through California will slowly trail off as the day goes on. And there's a call in the legislature to ban certain chemicals commonly found in grocery items.
The toxicity from these chemicals is a really, really concerning thing for a lot of us. We've seen a significant rise in the rates of ADHD among American kids.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 22nd. I'm Suzanne Poitley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. It's day two of a three-day strike that has closed Los Angeles Unified Schools. Thousands of food service workers, custodians, special education assistants, and other workers for LAUSD plan to stay off the job again today. UTLA President Cecily Myart-Cruz spoke at a news conference yesterday and criticized the district's moves and its superintendent Alberto Carvalho, who previously led Miami schools.
I want him to stop the disinformation, the fear tactics, and the union busting. Take that back to Miami. Take that back to Miami. We're in Los Angeles. This is a union town. And we bargain.
Workers, many of whom are part-time, are demanding a $36,000 annual minimum. Union reps say they currently make around $24,000 a year and want a 30% pay bump. We'll keep bringing you the latest on the strike. For more coverage, meantime, visit LAist.com. Carver Elementary School in Long Beach is reopening today following a three-day closure caused by a norovirus outbreak. More than 100 students and staff reportedly had the stomach ailment last month. Out of caution, field trips and after-school programs are being postponed. Communal water fountains will be closed and wellness checks will be conducted for folks entering the campus. Southern California is in for one more day of strong rain, snow, and wind, which could create more flooding issues and other hazards. As much as 3 inches of rain could fall in coastal and valley areas by the time the storm subsides, with foothill and mountain areas getting 3 to 6 inches. The weather will dry up by tomorrow and stay that way through the weekend. Tornadoes are a rarity in California, but just before 9 o'clock last night, the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for Ventura County in response to a severe thunderstorm off the coast of Point Mugu. That warning has since expired, but an evacuation warning remains in place for residents living near Grada and Trueno Avenues. Officials say that some of the homes there are at risk of being impacted by uncontrolled water and mud flows caused by a damaged storm drain in the area. Meantime, a number of roadways throughout Ventura County are closed due to flooding. You can find more information online at vcpublicworks.org. Some workers in L.A. worry about their livelihoods during a storm. For the estimated 10,000 car wash employees here, several days of rainfall mean they have to rely on quite literally rainy day funds. Andrea Gonzalez is with the Clean Car Wash Worker Center.
They might show up to the car wash even if it's cloudy, and they will be sent home without pay. It places a big, big financial burden on them. They're already suffering with the high cost of living and now not being able to even make a day's work because the car wash is closed.
Gonzalez says the center has an emergency fund that provides for car wash workers and their families, especially during wet winters like this one. You can go online to cleancarwash.org for more information or to help out. California could be the first state in the nation to ban some much-debated food additives. The chemicals, such as red dye number 3, are used in many grocery items and are already prohibited in the European Union. Cap Radio's healthcare reporter Kate Wolf has more.
If the proposed bill passes, companies would be forced to find safer alternatives for five chemicals that have been linked to cancer and behavioral and reproductive health issues. Democratic Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel authored the bill.
The toxicity from these chemicals is a really, really concerning thing for a lot of us. We've seen a significant rise in the rates of ADHD among American kids. We have concerns about pediatric cancer.
Industry groups have argued that there's not enough evidence that these chemicals are dangerous to humans. In an email, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said it doesn't comment on proposed legislation. In Sacramento, I'm Kate Wolf.
Los Angeles County supervisors have voted to rename downtown's Grand Park in honor of former Supervisor Gloria Molina. The pioneering Los Angeles County politician announced last week that she has terminal cancer. LAist reporter Leslie Beristein Rojas has more on the tribute.
Molina advocated for the 12-acre Grand Park in downtown L.A. and helped bring it to completion in 2012, 2 years before she stepped down from the county board. The motion to rename it Gloria Molina Grand Park was introduced by Supervisor Hilda Solis, who succeeded Molina in the 1st District.
She fought so hard to redevelop a once concrete jungle outside the Hall of Administration into an open green space, which has been a beacon of hope for many artists and families and gatherings.
Molina was the first Latina elected to the California Assembly, the LA City Council, and the County Board of Supervisors. She served on the board for 23 years. For LAist 89.3, I'm Leslie Beristein Rojas.
If you're looking for ways to stretch your meal budget amid the rising cost of food, there's a book called The Everlasting Meal, Leftovers A to Z, that explains how to make the most of what's in your pantry and your fridge. Award-winning chef and author Tamar Adler notes that eating good quality food does not always mean spending more money.
It's something that so many of us sort of know and believe. We just haven't had it articulated. The truth is that the magic of cooking is there's almost always something that you can do to take whatever material it is and make it delicious.
Adler will be appearing tomorrow night at the Now Serving bookstore in Los Angeles at 7 o'clock. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. The LA Report is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from Tyler Wayne. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And this podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.